everybody's here, so
right.
We'll call the meeting to order. And this is a meeting of the Due Diligence Committee. And basically what we'll plan to do is set meeting dates and times for our visits. We have five for 2009. And as formerly, kind of informally discussed, we had talked about probably doing most of these visits after June,
yeah.
I can't remember if it was May or June.
Yeah, after the end of June.
Okay, which works out fine.
With all the special meetings and everything, I had talked with Kelly, and she asked if it could be, the first one could be in August, if at all possible, because we still have the big meeting in July coming,
I don't know,
public meeting in early July for the grades and stuff like that. So she was just saying it takes a lot of coordination.
Sure. No, I don't particularly have a problem with that. But
my schedule's fairly free after the end of
you're
June.
You're not doing anything?
Well,
you're
I'll have
losing
lots
your
of,
job,
have,
are you?
No, but I'll have lots of I'll have lots of vacation time.
The easy ones, of course, are the two in San Francisco, mm-hmm. but we have three on the East Coast, and that's one of the reasons that I contacted Joyce here about, because I stayed home and watched Oprah, and they had a demo on the whole Skype technology, which seems on the surface pretty easy, considering all you need is a computer and a camera, and you could talk to each other in person. So, having said that, I asked Joyce to kind of do some.
This morning we purchased a webcam.
Woo-hoo.
I've played with Skype at home. I haven't had a reason to really get it up, and I can't talk any of my friends or family into doing it. So this is perfect. I'm thrilled.
Okay.
We'll get it up and going.
Because one of the things that we were talking about is the expense and the time and dealing with traveling to the East Coast at such a rapid pace. So we wanted to consider other options as part of that. So we're really looking again at the East Coast individuals. Although I did talk to one of them, Capital, and they would have preferred us to go in person. But we do have some, constrictions, if you will.
They'll have to get Skype on their end.
Yeah, so that would be part of the preparation to see if they
have.
I can
talk to their tech people, and we can make it work.
I would also say, out of the three back east, they're the ones that you're least concerned about doing.
Exactly.
Well, we've done the other ones.
Right.
It seems like
and
last
Capital,
year,
because they're. They're not really actually running the money. They're just allocating it to
mm-hmm.
other managers
yeah.
across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done on-sites there, and you're not going to get much out of it other than seeing
have
the people, seeing the office, and...
They were going to make us cookies.
Have you visited...
I can make you cookies.
They can mail them.
Yeah. Have you been to Capitol?
I have, yes.
Okay.
You're not going to gain much there.
That was my feeling.
Okay. So, having said all of that,
have we been to Pyramids and Loomis in
yes.
the past?
Yes.
Yes,
we were there. It seems like last
two years ago.
Yeah.
06, I think it was. Yeah.
Was it 06?
Yeah,
it
3,
six.
Yeah.
It might have been October.
It was in the fall of 06.
Yeah, fall
okay.
06.
Yep.
Yeah, last year was Southern California, and the year before that was Chicago.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. Well, maybe we should just make it given the cost, is that we go every other visit, make an actual on-site, not mm-hmm. another the whole...
Which would be every group. 6 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the off years, we do a...
And then what I can do, if I happen to be in the Boston area for something else, I can do an on-site myself and report
yeah.
to the board.
And that was part of our thought was that in those cases, if anything, we would send one individual.
Right.
That would be lucky
yeah.
you, Paul. So.
Can I just grab a chair and just sit here?
Oh, sure. Come on in. This is the Due Diligence Committee.
I know.
Okay.
I just got a microphone before I walked to the door.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry.
So, having said that, and having Joyce look into the technology on the receiving end, being our money managers, I would propose that we plan for the visits, the physical visits to San Francisco, if we even consider that as a necessity, or we could do the same thing.
Well, Legato, isn't that new?
Yeah, they're
Dorado's new, and they're similar to Capital, where
right.
It's yeah, they're just
they're putting together the manager lineup for us. So it's I mean, in Delaware is located in San Francisco, the whole team there for the team running assets for our plan. Again, it's up to you. I mean, it's not that far. If you want, I can do on sites there myself since I'm right there and report to the board also. So that's an option in addition to doing the computer.
When did we do Delaware last? Was that?
I'm thinking it was 06.
It was when you know. Did up, yeah.
Yeah, because we tried to
we
do
did San Francisco and then flew out
yeah.
to Boston.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Have you do it?
Okay, I'll do an on-site at. I'll do an on-site at both Delaware and Legato. Okay.
Are we still thinking about doing the Skype thing with them too, or just relying on Paul's visit?
I don't see why we can't rely on Paul. And then if we feel obligated, we can go every other visit, so every 6 years to make an actual on-site.
Any differing opinion on that? Okay, but we do still would like to possibly do the Skype on the East Coast ones.
I would recommend Pyramus and Loomis to do Skype.
The good thing is they do give you an overview of their thinking, where they're headed, where they've made mistakes, what changes have been made in personnel. So those are, you know, actually seeing the building, you're in a high rise.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston or wherever it may be, San Francisco. I don't know what good that. You get to walk into the traders' rooms, but
I think you're probably going to get 80 to 90% of what you would visiting there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. The CIO from Santa Barbara at the conference, at the Sackers, was talking about they were doing. Instead of doing on-site visits, they're doing actual operational audits because that's where their risk is.
Mm-hmm.
So they were actually hiring a third-party accounting firm to go in and do an operational review as opposed to showing up there. And, you know, if there's a problem there, they're sure not going to show it to you.
Right. Right.
But with the operational review, that they trace every ticket and, you know, if they'd had done an operational review on Bernie Madoff, they'd have found out
he hadn't done anything.
Last 9 years. So no trade tickets.
Yeah.
But so that really gets into the operational issues. You know, what you get in a due diligence is their philosophy and some of their winners or losers and some of the things they're looking at moving forward. Well, a lot of good that does us, right, Paul? I mean,
yeah,
we're not really doing due diligence. They answer that questionnaire,
right?
And so, I don't know that we're at a point in terms of size of any of these managers where we need to think about the operational review. But at some point, because they're expensive.
That was my question.
My guess is probably 10 to 15,000. Wouldn't you guess, Paul, to do it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But what about partnering with other systems that have the same managers to defray the cost?
That might be an idea.
In preparing the monthly performance, I do go through the custodian statements. That gets you part there at least, not all the way.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're looking for is internal controls.
Right.
And that they are actually doing what they say they're doing. It's one thing to have policy and procedures.
Right.
It's another thing to have the employees carrying it out the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
They do, there's a report quarterly or annually, some SAS or that we get information on that where they actually do have someone come in and do the audit.
That's their third-party report.
Right, right, right. It's not ours, though.
Right.
Which, in theory, that stands up. SAS
70?
50. Maybe so. I was thinking 55.
Yeah, it's one of the two. I have to go back. We get the reports periodically from the different managers. In fact, we request it each year with the audit to get copies of those. So.
Yeah.
I just can't recall the SAS. So.
So it might be something we can explore as part of the whole due diligence procedures in the future is to kind of implement some kind of a process by whether we partner or get some kind of a sampling or something of maybe that SAS report. Random selection. Okay, so then Joyce will then contact Pyramus and Loomis. Do we want to have any kind of conversation with Capital Prospects?
You'll give me the contact information?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Well, I don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're just doing it through, you
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
We should probably at least
yes.
listen to theirs. But they have to tell us or whatever.
We could have a 2-hour meeting.
Yep.
And get through all of them. Just
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yep.
That sounds like an idea.
40 minutes each.
Mm-hmm. That way we can give them the information. So, Joyce, if you'll contact each of those three money managers and...
It was Pyramus, Loomis, and who?
And
yep.
Capital Prospects.
So, teleconference, is there a day... Do you want to set that up? Probably meet here and then
mm-hmm.
in the conference room.
Mm-hmm. So we can, if we're looking at, say, August.
To have those meetings.
Mm-hmm. That's been so long since I used to say, I almost forgot.
As long as it's not the first week in August.
Could we potentially do it in the morning of the board meeting on the 25th?
Yeah, because you're most of the, well, they're all East Coast time, so they're 3 hours.
Yeah, we should do it
3 hours later. So.
Oh, so you'll be here at 6?
No.
No.
We'll be here at 9.
No, my morning doesn't start until around 10. I don't
10,
know about
I
it.
Say, 10 or even 11 or something like that.
So that's the 25th, which is a Tuesday.
That's the board meeting day. Doesn't have to be that day.
Well, that would work.
Yeah. Would that work for you guys?
I'm on vacation.
Okay.
On vacation.
I thought you guys weren't having any more vacations.
What do you mean?
After July. After June.
No.
Okay. You're off that whole week, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. What about our previous meeting?
12.
I'm good. The 17th, 18th are all good for 17th and the 18th is good for me in August.
How about the 12th?
Very beginning of the month, the 3rd through the 6th is good.
What about the 12th, Paul?
That's my vacation week.
Okay. Well, we can do it.
I'm doing September, maybe.
Or we can do the... The week of August 31st.
We won't do September.
We'll do September 22nd. This is the next board meeting, investment board meeting.
That's fine, too.
Let me double check, because once we get into conferences at that point, 22nd?
September, that's good.
Yeah, good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll make it good. I may be in Italy, but
I'll
Skype in.
Yeah, he can probably Skype in from wherever.
All right.
He is.
You have your Skype in?
I have a friend who comes from Italy.
Our son, that's how we talk to our son.
Oh, really?
In Italy, we Skype back and forth.
If I have any questions, I'll call you.
I'll call Oprah. She might give you a gift or something. Okay, so the 22nd, what time? Do we want to make it 9 to 12, 8:30 to 11:30? We're looking at a 3-hour window. What's that, 2 in the morning for you?
9 hours difference.
Yeah, 9 hours.
We'll be ahead of time.
How about 10 to 12? I don't think we need 3 hours.
You don't think?
10 to 12.
Yeah. I think you could do...
40 minutes apiece.
Sure.
I think Capital, you could do 30 minutes even.
Yeah.
You could do less for them.
Okay. All right, that'll give us a little wiggle
kind
room there.
45, 45, and 30.
Okay. And if we run over. So
yeah.
We don't have to be back. So 9:22 at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of them on that day?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we just...
Hey, how are you?
Okay. As a matter of fact, if we want, we can do, say... Pyramus first, then Capital, and then Loomis. That way we have that with Capital in the middle there, since we probably won't need as much time.
You could do kind of tentatively Pyramus 10 to 10:45, Capital 10:45, 11:15, and Loomis 11:15 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
Our time.
Sounds good. That way they can have a set schedule for when they need to be available.
Capital know to send the cookies to us.
I hope they probably
overnight,
won't know when I
go. I will try to visit one of the Delaware and Legato. I'll do one in June and one in July and report the next month
okay.
to the board on those two.
Okay.
A month following my visit.
Just a walk down the street for you, right?
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay.
I've been to both offices.
In terms of planning, who, position-wise, any specifics on who we want to have available to be able to speak with at these meetings?
Definitely the lead portfolio manager.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be probably good to have part of it with the head of internal controls or whatever they're calling that position.
Okay.
And then other important team members of the portfolio manager group that they feel
as they may designate.
Right, as they may designate.
Do we want to give them some kind of outline of what we want
yes.
to touch? Because
mm-hmm.
the last time we went, it was a variety of things, but it wasn't as consistent.
Structured.
As it was kind of different places at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, you can let them know we'll be providing an outline.
Okay.
You know, well in advance of the meeting.
Okay.
For them.
Because that will help them and us.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. A little more.
Okay. Anything else we're missing?
So we still want to send them the A to G questions and so on, kind of the background, history background, philosophy. And
I don't. Since we kind of get all of that in terms of when we hire them,
mm-hmm.
I'm more interested in maybe some more specifics as kind of outlined in the outline.
Yes,
okay.
We'll work to do that.
Okay,
it'll be an abbreviated version of
yeah.
what we used to send, but more
because like
focused.
What's going on
yeah.
now?
Right.
You know, again, major changes in staffing or anything like
mm-hmm.
that, or changes in their policies.
Or, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I know what to do.
Okay. We count on you. Okay. Any other questions, concerns, ideas? Okay. Then that's pretty much the plan, and that's a wrap. Meeting adjourned.
Cool.